This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, an incredible Friday, we're going to do an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday with questions like, these rhino weenie senators, are we better off with them or should we just go Democrat? Is the government deleting files before we step in and take over? We're going to talk about food. Are we concerned about pulling out Republican congressmen and senators? We're going to talk about so many wonderful things and terrible things tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I have to go somewhere kind of different first, kind of based off your emails, kind of not. Let me tell you just a little brief story. Because I'm going to read you a couple emails. This has to do with everything going on right now. Just stay with me. Today, I ate at one of our local donut shops for the last time. Just hang with me for a minute. The last time. I will never eat from there again. See, the first time I ever went, they have these things. They're croissant. Kolaches. And for those people who aren't in Texas who don't know what that means, a kolache is just a pastry that's always stuffed with something. Normally it's a sausage, but it can be stuffed with any manner of things. It can be sweet or whatever. But in Texas, if you find a really good place, they make a croissant on the outside. And on the inside of these ones, they stuff them full of sausage and cheese and jalapenos. So it's just a soft, gooey, delicious ball of amazingness. And the first time I had these, they were the best from this donut shop. The best I'd had. But a few times ago, I got them, and they were cold. They're supposed to be warm. They didn't warm them up all the way. They were just kind of cold. And then the two times ago when I got them, they were a little stale. The croissant was clearly not made that day. They were a little stale. And I thought, okay, look, I have loved this place for a while. They've been with me for a while. I'm going to try it one more time. Today I went, they were unspeakably awful. Chewy. I was despondent. Ob was worried about me. She was rubbing my back. I just threw them away. I took like two bites and threw them away. I was just disgusted. Then I wasted the money. I don't want to sound like Crisp. And then I'm even more disgusted. And now I'll never be back. You see, I have a choice to make. I, just like you, I'm a human being. And I make choices. And if I find something that is good for me, that I like, that I enjoy, I will go back time and time again. But
But I don't come back forever, no matter what. I am conditionally loyal to whatever that place may be. If you screw up my kolache and screw up my kolache and screw up my kolache, then eventually, as a thinking, breathing, free American, I am going to walk away. I'll go get my kolaches elsewhere. I'm going to read a couple emails here. Just stay with me. Obviously, I'm going somewhere with this. Oracle, has the commie media officially lost its credibility to the left-wing masses? Will we see any of the talking heads get fired? Okay, hang on to that. Journalist Jesse, have you noticed that the fact checkers get their facts from the liars themselves? When Trump and others accuse FEMA of desperately impacting conservative areas after the hurricane damage, the fact checkers asked FEMA if that was the case. When FEMA said they didn't have any bias, they So here's how I want you to picture society, any given society, but we'll make this about America. Okay, stay with me. There's a highway, big highway. It's been there for a very long time. And a long time ago, we'll call it 60 years ago, on this long stretch of highway, a very sharp, very wonderful man decided, you know what, the people traveling this stretch of highway, they're going to want things as they cruise up and down the road. So I'm going to buy this plot of land and I'm going to put in a gas station. They're going to want gas. And I'm going to put in a sandwich shop. They're going to want sandwiches. And I'm going to put in a hotel. They're going to want a place to stay every now and then. And this little plot of land, it is going to be here to serve the people as they go to and fro, should they so desire. And the place at first, because the man was wonderful, they had the best, cheapest gas. They even had a separate line for all you dirtballs who buy the lottery tickets and screw it up for all of us. The sandwich shop, fresh bread, fresh ingredients, all queso on the cheesesteaks. The hotel, nothing fancy, but was wonderful. Always clean, comfortable beds, continental breakfast. It was wonderful. And so for years, for decades, people driving to and fro on the highway would make the choice to pull in and stop. But then, guy eventually dies. Someone else buys it, and someone else buys it, and gas prices started to go up. They started to allow the lottery ticket people in line with the rest of us. Now we have to wait 10 minutes for you to select which scratch-off you want. The sandwich shop decided, it's too expensive to get fresh bread. Let's just use three-day-old bread, and the sandwiches went downhill. Hotel starts to fall into disrepair. Someone one night goes to bed and finds a toenail in their bed. That actually happened to me one time, so I thought I would just relay that story to you. Things slowly start to crumble. But the people driving by on the highway, they have to eventually come to a realization on their own that that little shopping center where they used to go, it's not what it was. And the people will eventually make that choice. You stop by enough times, I paid too much for gas, my sandwich was stale, my hotel was gross. Then you stop by another time because it used to be good, and now the gas is too high and my sandwich was stale and the hotel was gross. Then eventually, because you are free, when you need gas, you're hungry, a place to lay your head for the night, you don't stop there anymore because it was never a requirement. It was always an option. You keep driving by. And maybe your grandpa will be in the car with you one day and he'll say, oh, no, we have to stop in there. That was my favorite sandwich shop. I used to go there 50 years ago when I got out of the army, and you have to break it down for grandpa. Grandpa, I know you used to, and I know it used to be good. I know, but grandpa, it's gone. That shopping center, that's how I want you to think about the institutions of this country for the purpose of our conversation right now before we get to the rest of the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Our media institutions, medical institutions, law enforcement institutions, and entertainment institutions, government and otherwise. Remember, institutions do not have to be government. When I say institutions, I don't mean it has to be the FBI. That's one of them. But no. They're all there. What has happened in this country is the institutions themselves, just like that shopping center, they developed a trustworthy, outstanding reputation in the beginning. And so people would patronize them. If you wanted Hey, what's the crime statistics? Let's go to the FBI. What's the truth? What's happening out there? Let's turn on NBC and figure it out. Where do we send Aiden, Jaden, and Braden? Let's send them to Harvard. They have good grades. Let's get them in. And for so long, the sandwiches were good and the gas prices were low. But as these institutions were taken over by somebody evil, by evil people, as our institutions in this country were taken over by communists and the quality went down, here's what has happened. The American people are now just driving by. We're just driving by. Yeah, I'm hungry. Yeah, I gotta fill up the tank. But man, the last three times I went there, the food sucked. I'm not going back. Let's keep driving. We'll catch one 10 miles up the road. And the struggle right now for people, not you, but for the people in DC and others is this. The communists, they took over all the institutions because they thought the legitimacy of the institution would last no matter what. No matter what they did, the legitimacy will be there. It's the FBI. What do you mean you don't trust it? You have to trust it. It's the FBI. But it's not only them, you see. We're also dealing with the old guard of the GOP, the older Republicans who are out there. And they, even though they kind of know the communists took it over, they're like your grandpa. They still have such reverence for what the institution was meant to be, or maybe even what the institution once was, that they can't see that it has become a poisonous disbursement system for communism in this country, and the institution needs to either be razed to the ground or, in the very least, rebuilt from the ground up. That is what is happening. The people, you, me, we're driving by, baby. We're not interested anymore. I'll catch a Buc-ee's 10 miles up the road. I don't need your stale sandwiches. The old GOP, they're your grandpa in the back. Well, can't we stop? I love the fish sticks. Not anymore, grandpa. They're old and stale. They'll make you sick. Sorry, we got to go. And the vile communists who bought it, they're standing there at the side of the road saying, why are all of you driving by? Don't you see? We're the place for gas. But you're not anymore. Institutional trust, it doesn't last forever. And once it's gone, it's very hard to get it back. We'll continue this in just a moment. Before we do, let me tell you real quickly about the IFCJ. Let's talk about the people who suffer still. Rocket attacks and freaking terrorist attacks. And the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has been building bridges for over 40 years. For over 40 years, they've been on the ground providing real, genuine need for people. People who need food, and there are many. When they need firefighting equipment because Hezbollah landed another rocket in the field. IFCJ is there providing these things. Help them. Go to supportifcj.org and help them. Or call them. 888-488-IFCJ. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. A little bit of a controversy on the show. Apparently, Jewish producer Chris said I said croissant wrong. It is... Corey said it too? What? It's croissant. What are you thinking? What? Croissant? No. No, it's the vowel is not an A. It's very French, Chris. Which one of us speaks European? Obviously, it's me. What? How did they say it when I was there? I don't know. I'm an American. I wasn't listening. I said, give me a croissant. And those Frenchmen gave me a freaking croissant because we gave them a country back, baby. Daggone right. Anyway, it's croissant, Chris. I think I know English. My community college was accredited. How about yours? Back to what we were discussing with the institutions. There's a lot of, look, take your pick. Take your Trump pick. But there's a lot of A lot of people very concerned. We'll make it about RFK. RFK Jr., they're really mad.
Well, you know, it's not often that the entire medical and public health community is going to be in lockstep on something, but they're pretty close on this in terms of their significant concerns, horror even. Somebody said to me today, I can't think of any single individual who'd be more damaging to public health than RFK. That comprises the CDC. You know, we just got through this pandemic. Comprises the FDA. Comprises the NIH. He's talked about wanting to basically.
Wow. CDC, FDA, NIH. They are baffled, shocked, horrified by RFK. Van Jones on CNN.
I don't know what you want me to say. I am just at a loss because we're watching something happen in slow motion that is terrifying. You know, the reason we have a great country is because there are pillars in place. There are columns.
Notice what Van Jones is hearing, saying right here. I'll start him again. Remember what I just said about the communist? He took over the little strip mall, and he's screaming now. He doesn't understand why are people driving by? They can't drive by. This is the strip mall you stop. I took it over. I want you to come to my strip mall. Everyone has to come to my strip mall, right? Listen to Van Jones.
I don't know what you want me to say. I am just at a loss because we're watching something happen in slow motion that is terrifying. You know, the reason we have a great country is because there are pillars in place. There are columns and structures, just like in your house, columns and pillars that you don't see. But they keep things in a good place. They keep things in a good direction. We have...
This is the strip mall. The communists took over. That's what he's describing. The institution.
Healthy children, because there are people who've made sure that there are things in place for that. And right now we're seeing.
And Jones is mortified. Gosh, he's not alone. The former CDC director got out there. He's mortified.
The idea that receiving vaccines would be parental choice scares me. You know, one of the things that we.
Why RFK Jr.? These are crazy. This is quacky. This is scary. We've all united. The FDA, I don't understand. Why would you guys drive by our sandwich shop? We took over the sandwich shop. Why are you driving by? Oh, I don't know. I remember this.
Well, schools are taking steps, especially since we've only recently approved through the CDC and FDA vaccines for 5 to 11-year-olds. They're not approved for kids younger than that, to keep their kids safe and keep students safe. I will tell you, I have a 3-year-old who goes to school, sits outside for snacks and lunch, wears a mask inside, and it's no big deal to him. I'm not saying that's the case for everybody, but these are steps that schools are taking.
Why are you worried about it? We've just put out a brand new experimental poison shot that might make your 8-year-old's heart explode. My 3-year-old has to sit outside by himself for lunch, and when he goes inside, I put a mask over his face. Hey, why are you guys going to RFK? Why is there an appetite for something radically different? I don't understand. Why aren't you stopping at my gas station?
We've got to get the vaccine. It's got to be deployed, and we can't abandon fundamental public health measures. You can approach a degree of normality while still doing some fundamental public health things that synergize with the vaccine to get us back to normal.
So not until the second or third quarter of 2021, though. Christmas is probably not going to be possible.
Yeah,
we can't gather with family and friends for Christmas. We're still working on an experimental shot. Oh, and by the way, not only have we not tested it, and not only does it not work, but we're going to make you take it or you're fired. I don't understand why. This is so quacky. RFK's a nut. He's actually talking about going after the FDA. That's our problem. That's our fight. The old guard of the GOP, they still revere these institutions that are poisonous. That's why you still hear losers talk about the great men and women at the FBI. The communists themselves. They took over the institutions on purpose, and they took over them with the extremely naive belief that the legitimacy of the institution would be there permanently, that they could simply take over these institutions and they could operate in the demonic way they operate. rewarding their friends, attacking their enemies, using the institution itself. And they're mortified now as they look around and they find, wait a minute, you don't trust us anymore? Wait a minute, you want radical change? Wait, you want our institution burnt to the ground? I don't understand what happened. Well, what happened was you scumbags took over the institutions and ruined them. And now we're all just driving by on the highway. Let's talk about this FEMA lady. She's still on the news. There's another great example of it. Before we get to her, let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. It is the Christmas season, and this is the time of year that is actually very, very difficult for people who have lost. People who have lost someone close to them. Widows and orphans. I'll tell you right now, in my own personal life, this is the first year in my 43 years on the planet where I'm not looking forward to Christmas because my dad just died, and it's going to be hard. It is. So think about the Gold Star families. Think about the fallen first responder families. Christmas season isn't always sunshine and rainbows for them. Tunnel to Towers, they dig in the Christmas season, and they pour out blessings on these people who need them. $11 a month is what they ask for. Go to T2T.org and sign up to give 11 bucks a month. T2T.org. This FEMA lady proves my point. Next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, talking about strip malls in our institutions and so much more on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. And I will get to those emails and more, but I'm going to finish up my points. I read a couple emails about FEMA and our institutions and things like that. Here's a great example. Remember that fired FEMA employee who issued the directive, don't stop at Trump houses, and they passed over a bunch of Trump houses? I want you to listen to her defense of herself. She went and sat down on Fox News, and she's defending herself. But remember how I just said the communists took over the institutions, and they thought that once they did that, they would have legitimacy forever, that they could use the institutions any way they wanted. Of course, They're going to do what communists do and reward their friends and attack their enemies. But still, the legitimacy would remain. The public trust would remain. Listen to her defense of herself.
And someone feels uncomfortable. We can't go to that home. If you have loose dogs and someone on the team is comfortable with dogs and another person is not, we can't go to that home because of safety precautions.
So you feared the Trump houses. The people on FEMA were fearing the Trump houses like they were fearing people with vicious dogs in their backyard.
Exactly. And just and that's based on the trends. You can ask FEMA.
Her defense is your Trump flag made us afraid. Like an angry dog would. So we were completely justified in denying you the hurricane aid we were giving neighbors. They can't even hear themselves. They have so taken over the cloak of legitimacy. They can't even hear themselves now. Listen to this. Speaking of Jen Psaki, she was talking after the election. They can't help themselves. The media failed in this election. They went as all in as they've ever gone before to get the Democrat elected. Nazi Hitler, white supremacist, all in. All of them all in. The public ignored them. Ignored them, rejected them, went a different way. And then post-election, the ratings for virtually every media company everywhere cratered. They are all MSNBC, CNN, all of them cratered. Their audiences left. Hey, we're gone. Oh, this is crazy. We're gone. But listen to Jen Psaki's solution for it. Listen.
And no accountability for having disinformation spread, right? Right. And as you know well, and I mean, when I got started in Democratic politics, you know, most of it was like local TV ads. That was what it was about. Obviously, national TV, local print. Local TV is held to a higher standard of accountability than social media platforms in terms of having accurate information on their platforms. That is crazy. And so it is. How does it change? How are people held to account? Laws have to change.
And there it is. Allow me to give you a little pointer. If you ever write down notes, or you ever just make a little voice memo or something to remember. I want you to remember this. Whenever you hear a communist utter the words, laws have to change, that is the communist saying, I need to make the opposition to me illegal. That's what they're saying 100% of the time. And you heard what her problem was. Local media has held to higher standards, but the social media, these people can just say anything they want. You see, when people started turning off traditional media, MSNBC and whatnot, they started going almost exclusively to podcasts, which can be downloaded on demand, social media. They found alternate media routes. And what is the communist solution? You see, Jen Psaki, she bought the strip mall. She's there. She owns the gas station. And now she finds out that people, they aren't stopping anymore to buy her gas. They're not stopping to buy her sandwiches. They're driving by. What's her solution? Well, it's not to lower the gas prices. It's not to make fresher sandwiches. It's the, hey, someone should ban that gas station up the road. Why are they allowed to go to the gas station up the road? They have to stop here. They can't help themselves. They can't see themselves. This was a guest last night on MSNBC.
Add the Secretary of Defense nominee, Peter Hegseth, the Fox News commentator as well, because weekend this host. Is someone who, weekend host, important distinction. This is someone who, you know, is known to be a white supremacist, known to be an extremist, whose platform, whose book is basically about his opposition to the advance.
Known to be a white supremacist or extremist? None of those things are remotely true about Pete Hegseth, a warrior who fought for this country. A warrior who saw and did terrible things so we could be free. Has had no links whatsoever to white supremacy at all. And yet these little communist demons can just go on television and run their fat commie mouths whenever they want and say whatever they want. And then they wake up one day and they look around and they wonder, why are all the cars driving by? No one stops by anymore. Institutional trust is not permanent. The old GOP needs to learn that. The communists who've taken it over are just beginning to learn it and learn it the hard way. They thought they could just wear our institutions like a skin suit and do whatever they wanted with that much power. I'll just take over the FBI, and then I'll arrest pro-lifers for funsies. I'll just take over the DOJ. Let's throw the Republican nominee in prison. I'll take over Hollywood. I'll make every single movie about climate change with enough gay characters in there to satisfy the rainbow mob. I'll just take over the education system. I'll just take over this, and I'll do with it whatever I want to do with it. And they woke up one day, and they looked around, and they found that people were moving on. And that's a great thing. Now, let's move on, because there's too many good Ask Dr. Jesse questions for me to dwell on this for 3 hours. Jesse, how many government files do you think will vanish prior to 47's administration taking office? Well, here's the thing. Pretty much all of them. All of them. I was talking to a guy, what was his name? Kevin Shipp? I think his name's Kevin Shipp. He wrote a great book, actually, that I would recommend. It's something about the shadow government. Chris, look that up. Kevin Shipp. Either way, he's a former CIA officer. He's got this insanely cool career, counterterrorism in the Philippines and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, I was talking to him and I asked him a question about the JFK files. I said, hey, why didn't they just release the files last time? Why not let those go? Everyone, even if there was some, Twilight of the Shadow Government is the name of the book, okay? Two more times, Twilight of the Shadow Government. Again, the book is called Twilight of the Shadow Government. Do not email me asking the name of the book. Anyway, I asked him, I said, why not just release the JFK files last time? I know Trump said he's going to release them this time, but why did Mike Pompeo step in and say, don't release them last time? Everyone who could have had anything to do with that thing is dead. And what Kevin said to me was pretty revealing. He said, Jesse, they totally should release them because I'm here to tell you, having been in the CIA for, and I forget how long he was in the CIA. He said, I'm here to tell you that any files at all that incriminated a single person in CIA or anywhere in the government, it's not that they're going to delete them. Those files were shredded and burnt about half a second after the bullet went through JFK's cranium. The files are gone. Anything that could implicate anybody, it's gone. It's completely gone. What are they doing right now inside the government? Well, actually, we got a little word about this today. Something you may find interesting and something to watch out for. Let's talk about what is this Biden administration doing? They sure seem nice. They had Trump over for lunch. Biden even gave a speech and he said, it's going to be good and we'll do this peacefully. But that's not really what's happening, is it? Talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, let me talk about your testosterone levels, your energy levels, your mood levels. Is mood levels a thing, Chris? I don't know if that's how you say that. Either way, get your mood up. Get your energy up. That fog in your brain, gentlemen, it's low testosterone. Try natural herbal supplements. CHOQ, C-H-O-Q, they are the hardcore anti-communists, and they have the best natural herbal supplements I've ever seen in my entire life. I've been on a male vitality stack myself for 3 years. I feel so good. I feel amazing. And right now, they have a Black Friday special running the entire month of November. When you use the code Jesse, you unlock a massive discount on subscriptions and you get a $50 bonus product to your first delivery. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Just try it. 3 months is all I ask. Try it for 3 months. Cancel it if you don't like it. You will thank me for it. Everyone else does. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be right back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Reminding you, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Now, one more word on this. The question was, how many of these government files do you think will vanish before Trump takes over? Well, this is credit to her. Natalie Winters was all over this today, but this is exactly the kind of thing they are doing and will be doing. Biden's deputy national security advisor, Ann Neuberger, is trying to burrow in to lead the internal resistance against the Trump administration. Now, what does that mean, burrow in? She's trying to go from being a political appointee to a civil servant. What does that mean? So, okay, so let's say Michael Walls. Michael Walls is that congressman from Florida, Green Beret, and Trump just made him his national security advisor. Okay, that's good. He actually doesn't even have to go through a confirmation, so that's a done deal. He's a national security advisor. But that's not really a civil servant position. In fact, it's not considered a civil servant position. So at the end of Trump's term, let's say, God forbid, a Democrat wins, Michael Walls can go ahead and make sure his resume is updated, because the Democrat who takes over is going to fire Michael Walls probably before day one. He'll probably get an email. Hey, you're fired. Goodbye. So if Trump wanted Michael Walls to stay involved in foreign policy or wanted to stay there in a more permanent way, he could get Michael Walls out of that position as national security advisor and put him, I don't know, in the State Department somewhere. Make him a State Department employee, much more difficult to fire. You can move him around. You see what I mean? Kind of insulating yourself from that. The communists are already doing that with all the communists they have filled up this government with. As far as the files being deleted, all of them will be deleted. They are going to delete so many January 6th files. The FBI, you cannot wrap your mind around how much criminality the FBI is currently trying to delete and cover up inside the walls of the Hoover building. Believe me, they know. The signal has been sent that there is a clean out coming. There will be an investigation coming. They know this stuff is coming. Now, they can't get rid of all the evidence, you see, because of witnesses. Don Jr., actually Donald Trump Jr. said something today about that, because someone was talking about the Pentagon and the military. The military is reportedly, allegedly, I should say, the military is allegedly trying to delete as much of the DEI training stuff as they can. Now that they've turned our military into a communist training camp where you can only get promoted if you're black and gay, that's become a really bad thing and a sore spot, and they knew the incoming administration would be against it, so they're trying to delete all that stuff. And Trump Jr. came out and said, fine, delete whatever you want. We have all these witnesses who are going to testify to it, and believe it or not, you'll have the same thing in the FBI. Even if it's some scumbag commie FBI agent, he'll probably want to save his own skin, come forward and say, hey, I know they deleted this file. I know they deleted this training. You offer me some protection, and I will tell you exactly what we've been doing. Now, again, it hurts to have them deleting it, but that's what they do. When the communists took over, Obama did this so well. When he took over the government, again, he was so good at being evil. It just, it may sound from time to time like I admire him, and I'll tell you, it's because I do. He is my mortal enemy. I hate that person as much as I hate anyone in the history of politics. He is a genuine America hater trying to burn this place down. But I can acknowledge when my enemy is skilled, and he was so good at working the levers of power. He had 8 years. And remember, Obama fired 197 generals when he was in. Do you know that? Why? The second they sniffed any kind of an opposition to the radical stuff Obama was doing, boom, gone. Boom, gone. No hesitation. No nothing. No, look at this great general. Nope, gone. You will get on team Obama or you're gone. But he did that all throughout the government. And then, remember, the reason we had that FBI investigation where they wiretapped Trump's campaign and did all that kind of evil crap, that all took place under Obama. Hillary Clinton got all the blame for it. And look, she's an evil hag who she did. She is the one who did the crossfire hurricane stuff. But Hillary Clinton didn't have any power when all that stuff was taking place against Donald Trump. Barack Obama was the president when all that stuff took place against Trump. And they completely kneecapped Trump in every way with the things they deleted and the things they set up in that lag. When Trump won the election, actually, Lee Smith is a fascinating read on this. He's talked about this a lot. When Trump won the election and before he was sworn in, basically that period of time we're in exactly right now, the period of time between when Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton and when Trump was sworn in, the Obama administration ramped everything up into overdrive, covering up crimes, getting people in places where they could shackle and kneecap everything Trump did. He took all that stuff and ramped it up to 100 as a, I hate to even use this word in politics anymore, but as a fortification for anything Trump might come in and do and try to stop it. And those exact same things are happening now. Now, the good news is Barack Obama's not there facilitating it. I know you can say, well, he's still involved. And yes, he's still involved, but he's not involved with the Bidens anymore. Believe me, they hate each other. They've always kind of disliked each other. And since Obama was the main driver behind Joe Biden getting shoved out the door, they're not taking each other's calls. Trust me on that. They're not getting along. It's not all great news because Biden's entire administration is staffed with real America-hating commies from Barack Obama, almost all of them. Susan Rice, Lisa Monaco, all these names, Victoria Nunes, all these names of these commie women who have tried to burn the country down, they're all still there. They're all still in power, and they're working overdrive right now. Believe me, they're not taking time off. There'll be no vacation time for them between now and when Trump gets sworn in. So it's a lot, but Trump seems to be more ready for it this time. By the grace of God, we'll tackle what we can tackle. All right, we still have an hour. Someone wants to know about, what about Ron DeSantis? Is the first woman president going to be on the right? What should we do with these rhino governors in purple, or rhino senators in purple states? We'll get to all that. Before we get to that, I have great news for you and me, and bad news for Aubrey. You do know that I like those extremely ugly Hey Dude shoes, right? Very comfortable. Well, I was doing something today that I do often, and I was browsing GovX.com. It's not just knives and optics and concert tickets and vacation packages. I didn't even know until today. Hey Dude is on there too. You want some Oakleys? Want some Ray-Bans? You want a Yeti cooler? You want some Danner boots? You need a knee sleeve? Maybe even a gorgeous pair of Hey Dudes. If you're current former military, current former first responder, current former educator or their family, you get a free membership at GovX. It's free with ridiculous discounts. And the membership is free. GovX.com, promo code Jesse gets you $15 off your first purchase. So get your free money. GovX.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.